My guest on Book Notes this month is the former director of the Walters Art Museum and internationally known medieval scholar, Gary Vikan. And Pegasus Books has just published his latest book. It's called The Holy Shroud, A Brilliant Hoax in the Time of the Black Death. And I have Gary on the line. Welcome back to WBJC virtually, Gary. It's great to talk to you.
Great. Thank you for having me, Judith.
I think it's fair to say that of all the Christian relics, even if it's not the most famous, certainly the most controversial is the Shroud of Turin. And I think even today, there are people who believe in its veracity. So what makes us sure that this is not actually the shroud in which Jesus of Nazareth was buried?
Well, just to back up a second, millions of people believe it's genuine. So yes, it is among all perceived relics of Christianity the most notorious and obviously most controversial. My path in my book is very simple, and that is to follow the laws, the rules of history, art history, the history of religion and relics, historical sources, and science. And easily enough, they all converge in one date, within a decade actually, of the 1350s in France. And so I don't have to bend the rules of any of those disciplines in order to come to an answer that is really quite simple. And were it not for the fact that the shroud doesn't look like any other relic, it would have drifted away into anonymity long ago. But everybody's been puzzled by how this odd, faint, sepia image of seemingly a brutally beaten dead man came into existence. And almost by chance, I intersected with a brilliant chemist. He happened on the Shroud of Turin, and our paths crossed. And once he showed me the simple process by which the image could come to be, then the last piece of the puzzle fell in place. And that's why I wrote the book.
And would you be giving away too much if you were to tell us how it got onto the fabric?
No, I'm more than happy to give away everything. In medieval times, when they wrote something, they used an ink called iron gall ink. And it's made from ingredients that are available in nature, one of which they derive from gallnuts. And the other is based on a kind of rusty material. When you combine them, they turn deep purple black. And the ink remains black because they put tree sap in it to seal it. If they don't put tree sap in it, it rusts. Well, this brilliant scholar, his insight was that all you would have to do is to put one of those two ingredients, lather up a human being with it, put the other ingredient on a textile, press the two together, and you have a contact print. And it lasts forever, though it will fade over time. And the Shroud of Turin, if you look it up on the internet, is a sepia because it wasn't sealed with tree sap. So this brilliant guy in Oklahoma did it. And it's startling how much detail is there and how similar it is to the Shroud of Turin.
So it's a fascinating study. And this is the new book by Gary Vikan. It's called The Holy Shroud, A Brilliant Hoax in the Time of the Black Death. You can find out more by going to pegasusbooks.com and just navigate to The Holy Shroud. It's been such a pleasure to speak with you, Gary. Thank you for your wonderful insight.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Judith.